an inference from an implication.
Oh, thanks for the definition.
I love when people say, well, I implied that so-and-so. No, you inferred from my implication, dummy. People are so dumb.
You grammar Nazi.
I am a grammar Nazi, yes. By God.
Eric Campbell, okay. More news and views when we come back. Final hour after this quick break.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm Pam Huso. A gas explosion in Baltimore has leveled three homes. In a tweet, the Baltimore Fire Department says one woman is confirmed dead. Three other people who were rescued are critically hurt. Others are said to be trapped. In Chicago.
This was not an organized protest.
Police Commissioner David Brown reacting to the looting and destruction that erupted downtown last night after police shot and wounded a black man.
13 officers have been injured throughout the night, including a sergeant who was struck with a bottle. Another officer had his nose broken as he fought with a group of looters.
More than 100 arrests were made. After another night of unrest in Portland, Oregon, President Trump is tweeting that the National Guard should be brought in. More than a dozen people arrested last night after a riot was declared. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our rain chances are getting a little better in the week ahead. Today, another hot day with a high around 96. We will be close to that 105 danger level on the heat index. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will be in more numerous supply than they have been lately in the afternoon and evening hours. Low tonight in the muggy mid-70s. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, high temperatures still in the mid-90s, but your odds of encountering one of those thundershowers is better. Scattered to numerous storms each day, and more scattered storms Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Montgomery police are investigating an early Sunday morning shooting that injured one man. Police say a man walked into the hospital with a gunshot wound after a shooting in the 2600 block of Shadowwood Court. Police have yet to announce any arrests and say the victim's injuries are non-life-threatening. Montgomery police have arrested a teenager following a deadly shooting last week. 19-year-old Quintarius Norman is charged with murder in the shooting death of 18-year-old Jamar Harris. That shooting happened last Thursday in the 2200 block of Woodley Square. Governor Kay Ivey issues another reminder for Alabamians to mask up in a video message Friday about stopping the spread of COVID-19. The message comes a week after the governor extended Alabama's safer at home order until the end of August, also making masks a requirement in public. I'm Jalea Brooks. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie, Holly, and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Scenes of chaos, violence, and destruction. They're playing out in the streets of cities across the country. New York, San Francisco, Portland. What do these cities have in common? They're all sanctuary cities that harbor illegal immigrant criminals. In the Senate, Senator Doug Jones joined Washington liberals like Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and voted against cutting off federal funding for lawless sanctuary cities. By refusing to take violent criminals off the streets, sanctuary cities put us all at risk and spread anarchy. It's time for Senator Doug Jones to listen to Alabamians who support the rule of law instead of Washington liberals. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Tell him to support S-1644, Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act, end federal funding for sanctuary cities. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Before we kick off the final hour here of News and Views, this part of the show brought to you by Dr. Tom Pershing. He's a chiropractor. Chiropractor up there in Wetumpka, Alabama, 75928 Tallahassee Highway to be exact. Call him today, Dr. Tom, at 514-7600, 514-7600. And if you have any aches and pains, literally a pain in your neck, maybe your shoulders are out of balance, maybe you've been working hard, you know, running that body down, whatever it is you do, so you have, you know, issues with your sciatica, or maybe every morning when you wake up, that lower back is really tight, it takes you a while to warm up. If you've got knee pain, sometimes it's not, you know, right within the knee. It can be an imbalance. There are all sorts of things that are a bit counterintuitive that could be causing all those aches and pains. And Dr. Tom Pershing, chiropractor there in Wetumpka, can help figure it out for you. When you call him at 514-7600, it'll be a get to know you visit, learn your medical history, a little bit of your family's medical history, so he can understand who he's dealing with, describe, you know, your issues you're going through. He'll discuss a diagnosis with you, give you some initial treatments, and then set up a schedule of treatments to help fix you up and fix those aches and pains that might be ailing you. They have all sorts of different therapies over there, whether it's infrared therapy, also deep tissue laser therapy, spinal decompression for bulging discs. They have a lot of options there at Dr. Tom Pershing's practice. Chiropractor there in Wetumpka, call Dr. Tom today, 514-7600, and be sure to tell him that Joey from News and Views, Joey from the radio, sent you. We'll be right back in 45 seconds.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for News and Views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. Jack Campbell's live from his kitchen. How you doing, Jack?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm all right. Eddie Bader in the house. Man of the phones for us. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. You know, we could give COVID-19 updates, but it's like sort of more the same. Like, we know the deal now. You know the thing, to quote, you know, former Vice President Biden.
Right. Guess what? Some more cases were discovered yesterday.
Right.
Guess what? Some more are going to be discovered today.
Yeah.
Also, just... people are beating it every day.
Right. Right. The therapeutics are getting better.
Right.
There really is a lot of promise out there. And, you know, I just, Jack, again, you're in the more vulnerable category. And you've talked about friends who have worn masks to good effect as opposed to friends who haven't. We know people that have had it and gotten over it. Know a few folks who maybe had it and didn't get over it. I mean, where are you at this? I mean, you're kind of,
you get out and about, right?
Yeah, I always wear my mask, but
right.
But you know, I love riding down the road and seeing some girl with a mask on her face
in the car,
driving a car.
It always cracks me up.
That cracks me up. Or people on a bicycle wearing a mask. Maybe yeah. they think it's airborne. Maybe it is airborne. I don't know if we know or not.
But if you're in your car, and you're the only one in your car, you're just giving it to yourself. I don't understand the mask in the car. I see it too, Jack.
So funny, but I don't have a problem wearing masks. I think it is kind of silly to walk in a restaurant.
Yeah, I did that this weekend.
With it, take it off, then put it back on when you walk out. But maybe as you walk by people, I don't know. Anyway. I don't mind the mask order, but this not going back to school, I'm pretty concerned about that. And right now, I've got 85 days to worry about the property tax, so I'm not going to get on that today, but I'm going to get on it. And anyway.
Well, I'm ready when you are, Jack, about getting on it. I had some people this weekend tell me I was a pretty nasty fella for being against the property tax.
Well, it sounds like you're not concerned about public education. Well, that isn't it at all.
I went to public schools.
I am concerned about public education because I think if we don't get it and get a grip on it now, we'll never bring another business into this city.
Exactly right.
And so I'm very much in favor of improving education. I'm not sure $31 million thrown at a system that has proven it's not worth its salt, that it doesn't have accountability built into place so that people who do steal and mismanage are not prosecuted.
Yeah, right.
You know, that is my biggest concern, is that this school board, maybe not so much this new school board, but it hasn't really proven itself either.
Right.
But we got to make sure these people that we elect are not rubber stamps for corruption.
There you go. And I think a lot of the problems, even if you spend more money, even if you say, leverage that into a bond where you do improvements and maintenance, these sorts of things, the number one cost is personnel and this top-heavy, group at the central office. And at a certain point, all systems, I was talking about this last week, systems can start off, a public education system can start off really gangbusters, entrepreneurial, have a lot of ingenuity in it and excitement, energy, these sorts of things. And then over time, it becomes more of this rule-based bureaucracy that's stuck in the mud, run down by nepotism and who's your father, these sorts of things. And it's just, we're not turning out a good product, and I don't know if more money is actually the issue. Maybe a little bit.
Sure.
But I look at it and go, that doesn't seem to be the actual issue at the end of the day.
Right.
What's the lack of funds?
Let's get down to the root cause. What's the root cause here? If money is the issue, okay, but maybe how we allocate that money is an issue. There's just too many questions just to be throwing good money at a bad idea.
Well, but here's the deal, especially if you're a Democratic politician, raising taxes, that you're doing your job. You're solving the problem.
There are probably plenty of really great retired people out there who would be great teachers who are probably willing to do it, who can't because of all the restrictions that AEA had the legislature put on the whole education system.
Right.
And it's time to be innovative.
Yes, really is. Now, Tom Sowell, you know who that is, Jack? Thomas Sowell?
Yeah.
He just came out with a new book at 91 years old, I believe he is. And his new book is all about charter schools and school choice around the nation, and not talking particularly about Alabama's venture into that. I know your concerns about the Riley crowd, and I hear you.
Sure.
But he's shown in his book, especially in bigger metropolitan areas like in inner cities, you have charter schools that took the same exact kids, say in New York City, and in Washington, D.C. is another example, who were not doing well. They move them to these different schools, and they're doing incredible. They're doing better than a lot of top schools around the nation.
Right.
And so whatever works in my mind. And to see teachers' unions in those big cities around the nation using the pandemic as another leverage point, not only to get more money for themselves, but to cut off school choice at the knees, because that's competition, is just unconscionable to me. Who's this really about?
Well, not only that, everybody passed this year. Last year, everybody passed. So, if we're doing all this virtual learning, again, how do we, where's the checks and balances? Everybody suddenly pass again. So we're throwing good money at a horrible product. There's no reason to, I mean, there's no checks and balance. Why are we paying into that system?
Right. 272-9228. And one last thing before we go to the phones. What we're hearing from Black Lives Matter right now is the systemic racism in the system. And what system?
School system.
Or the system at large. Yeah. The society has systemic racism. But what aspect of the system touches people more from early on than the public education system? And yet, because of all the systemic racism, yeah, let's reform that system. Well, but don't touch that one. Just give it more money.
Mm-hmm.
So where is this systemic racism that you speak of? Is it not? If it's not in education, where is it? Okay. It's just a... it's a bad faith argument, and it is very frustrating that by their own standards, at least what they verbalize, vocalize by their own standards, they don't live up to them, the Democrats. So I get very frustrated with that. And, you know, I think you could work with some local Democratic folks and get things done, but you got to see a cultural change within the school system here, and maybe more money will follow after that. But looking after the dollars that come in, making sure there's not fraud, and it's not a bunch of nepotism going on. But then also, are teachers being effective? Are they motivated in certain ways? And I know everybody likes to think, oh, your teaching's a vocation, it's a calling. I'm sure it is for you. But, like, come on. There are reasons we have bad outcomes, and we need to address them in a fundamental way. And it all starts with each person, each parent, each household. It really
does.
That's
part of it. That's a major part of it.
272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Billy. Hey, Billy.
Hey, gentlemen. How y'all doing today?
Good. How you doing, Billy?
Doing great. Doing great. You know, talking about the school system, I mean, it's pretty much nationwide. I know in Montgomery, a lot of people have given up on it.
Yep.
You know, that's why you see your surrounding areas, the population exploding. The new subdivisions going in. Why? Because you got good teachers, fairly good teachers. You've got good schools. You got a good system in place, and that don't seem to be the case here in Montgomery. And will it ever be the case? I don't think so. It's just a status quo. I mean, if it's not broke, don't fix it. That's the way they look at it. And as far as holding the people accountable for the money, especially what happened in the past, you'll never see that. You won't ever see any of these teachers or administrators that were going to strip clubs or abused any of the money be held accountable for anything. You'll never see that happen. The school board itself is a joke. If you want to go to a good comedy club, go to a school board meeting and just sit there and look and watch what takes place. It's funny. But it's not going to change. Montgomery has fallen off the slope, and with the lines of Chicago, Detroit, your big cities, that the first thing to go is education, and then everything else follows after that. And that's exactly what you're seeing take place in Montgomery. I hate to say it, because I went there years ago, and it was a phenomenal school system, you know? And it's just, it breaks my heart to see where it is today. But why did it get to where it is today? Why? Because so many people like myself moved out of Montgomery. Our kids went to school other places, and we didn't care about these schools no more. That's exactly what's done happened. Just like it did everywhere
across the country. Yeah, but you're still paying taxes to keep them open through your property tax.
You're right. You're exactly right.
So I think people, even with children that are not in the system, who are paying property tax, ought to have a voice and ought to raise hell about what's going on.
Well, there needs to be a voucher. And where your kids, if you send them to private school, you should have a voucher or some type of tax break that will assist you in that. Because there's everybody I know, there's no way they send their kids to the Montgomery public school system now. And back when I was in the public school system, the private schools were a joke. If you were caught, if you were involved in crime and caught up in drugs, you went to private school.
Yeah.
You went to Montgomery Academy. You know, that's a different.
You went
story
to Williams
now.
School.
Exactly.
That
right.
Was that was kind of for the bad kids.
Williams, huh?
Williams, yes, yep. Sir.
That sounds like it's down a dirt road.
No, it's off of East Ann Street.
Oh, really?
Or it was somewhere over there. Yeah. Well, people named Anderson ran the school.
You know, I remember there was a MPS president that stated she was a doctor. She actually lied on her application.
Yep.
And they found out that she wasn't. She wasn't held accountable. She had a free house over in County Downs, and she had a $600 a month car allowance.
She well, you can thank Todd Strange for that, because he covered that up real quick. And I like Todd,
exactly,
but
right.
That was really wrong.
And when they ran her out, she had a fat pension to go with that, you know? So, yeah, thank you, Todd. We appreciate it. We really do. But anyway, fellas, y'all have a good day.
You too, hey, Billy.
You too, Billy.
You know, and what and here's my criticism of Stephen Reed, too. He's worried about being on these national talk shows and
right,
CNN
sure.
And all that stuff. If I were he, and I'm not the mayor, I didn't run, I would call every principal to my office or somewhere in the auditorium, and I would have a meeting, and I would ask them, what's wrong at your school? Because the principals are on the front lines. They know what's going on. Now, some of them are good, some of them are not. But I've always read, when I used to study this more closely, that one of the keys to a good school was a good principal who was in touch with the teachers, who would go sit periodically in a classroom
sure.
And watch their teachers perform, who were on top of what was going on, from discipline to academics, from physical education to shop. These principals were on top of things. The really good principals are. And if I were Stephen Reed and I were concerned about public education, I would bring all the principals together and say, how can we fix this?
Good idea.
Because if we don't get a grip on it soon, we're never going to get a grip on it.
There you go.
That would be my advice to him if he were paying me to advise him.
That's pretty good advice, Jack. Pretty good advice.
272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to, well, he's a great sponsor of ours, but I think he's just calling in to share an opinion today.
He might be calling in just to make sure I'm working.
Well, that's there you go. Hey, Bo Goodson.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Good, boss. How you
doing? Hey, Bo.
Hey, Jack. I can't see you, but I can hear you.
Yeah. Well, he looks swell today.
All right, good. Hey, I just wanted to chime in about the education thing. Of course, as a realtor, that is very important to me, and I've been a public school advocate all my life, and I went through public schools, and my children went through public schools, and yes, when they were going to public schools in Montgomery, they were 10 times better. And I do have to comment, I talked to Dr. Lisa about a month ago. She was in one of my classes. And she said, Bo, you wouldn't believe, there's 40 people down at the MPS, 40, count them, making over six figures, 40. Now, what are they doing, 40 people? And you can look at Auburn and see how they've changed their educational system. They made it a small bureaucracy. And I've talked to Auburn teachers, and they said, you know, if it doesn't work, then quit doing it. And my youngest daughter is a teacher in Phoenix, Arizona, where the schools, apparently the public schools, are awful. So she teaches in a charter school, and her husband helped set them up. And that one thing they have is a small, I mean, the pyramid is real flat. So you got the principal, and the principal, like you're saying, Jack, does it all. And those teachers, if they don't do what is on the program, they're gone. They move on with somebody else. And the education is much better if you have a smaller bureaucracy, so they're not four levels deep above the principals. So I have children in education that teach young children, so I get a lot of feedback from them from other areas. But I also hear what's working. Montgomery can make it work if they get a hold on and get rid of all those people that are making $200,000, $300,000 a year.
Heavy.
And put it in the classroom.
Exactly.
Put it into books. Put it into computers. And get rid of those people that aren't doing anything. Mm-hmm. That's my opinion.
There you go.
I like it, boss.
All right.
Thank you, Bo.
Thanks, Bo. A good day.
You too, buddy. You too. Go sell a house.
272-9228.
Hey, Eddie.
Yes, sir.
You know, in one of Bo's spots, he talks about June breaking the May record of number of houses sold.
Yes, sir.
Can y'all track and find out how many of those houses that were sold are people moving out of Montgomery?
Yeah, I can actually tell you a lot of those. But, yeah, I can track it and get you some numbers.
Not he says bashfully.
Yeah. Yeah. Whenever I bring that up, man, I get beat up from every Montgomeryan around. But the simple fact is people are moving out of Montgomery more than moving into Montgomery.
And speaking of your boss, Bo Goodson, and your expertise in selling houses, you've got a place that's a lake property.
Yeah,
right?
Joey, we got this great Lake Jordan lake house. Three-level house.
Mm.
Now, when you enter the house, you enter on the kind of middle level. And very open floor plan, windows galore, right on the lake. In fact, I went and put this huge sign there yesterday so you can't miss it. It's like 8x10. And this is just a great property. We've got it listed $10,000 under appraisal price. Like I said, it's in the Holiday Shores area of Lake Jordan. Beautiful house, over 2,000 square feet. If you like a master bedroom that just has everything you'd ever want in a master suite, this is it, including a library. I just really can't say enough about this house. And if you guys are interested in this house or any other house that we might have, or you might be interested in us selling your house, which we do that on a regular basis as well, give us a call. My number is 322-0662. Or you can call the office at 551-0225.
But again, that number for Eddie Direct, 322-0662.
24-7, baby.
Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. You just heard the man himself, Bo Goodson. It's a great team, great shop they got over there. Y'all check them out today. Before we hit this break, let's go to Tiger, who's been patient. Hey, Tiger.
Hey, guys. I have to disagree with you a little bit about this village because
sure.
I think that if we don't invest, man, we've got to. When Pike Road started their new school system, they didn't go with the state minimum of 10 mil. You know, for the past 50 years, we've been at the state minimum. And you can't get maximum results putting in the minimum effort. And, yeah, there's been some problems, but, you know, we've got a new CFO, basically a new board. You know, I know the majority of the board is in favor of it, except for Dr. Keith, but, you know, I think we can make some positive improvements because where I live, I'm zoned for Lee High School. I'm zoned for Capitol Heights and Highland Gardens, and they need massive improvements just on the infrastructure. So if we don't invest, you know, we're not going to help ourselves this small. We're talking about probably $10 a month for the average property owner, mm-hmm. you know, and it'll go a long way to improving public education. So why don't we invest in ourselves? Birmingham does more than we do.
Okay, yeah, but let's start with the Birmingham deal.
But Birmingham's outcomes are actually worse than
right.
Ours.
Birmingham's outcomes, I've been waiting for this. Birmingham's outcomes are horrible. They have jacked up their rates. They've done everything that Montgomery has promised to do, except they've shown it too. They have horrible outcomes. And in Montgomery, I think
haven't they improved the chance of even college education added on to the public education?
No, it's a kind of a running joke. And if you look into it, Tiger, you'll see Montgomery is basing their idea on Birmingham, but they don't tell you.
No. This has been something we've been trying to get the millage increase for years and years. But let me ask them, do you think that we need to put the state minimum in MPS schools? Do you think that's going to solve anything, the state minimum?
No, I think you said it's been that way for 50 years.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the Montgomery school system wasn't always in trouble, and there are a lot of systems around the state that are around the minimum, and they do well.
I think the best one is Mountain Brook Public Schools, right?
I would say so.
They were when I was in school. I think they still are.
Well, but
and
you
they
also,
spend almost it's almost 100 mil.
And this is what's interesting: when you tie schools to neighborhoods and home values are a certain level, you get more money coming in.
Right, but you
exactly because it's based on the assessed property value.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah, and you know you don't get much argument from me. There do need to be infrastructure improvements.
I agree with all
but
that.
I'm generally worried, and you know, doing a bond is not the worst idea in the world. But I worry more about how are we going to get good outcomes because money doesn't always translate. Into good outcomes.
You're right. Even if we did 90 mills, it wouldn't be anything close to Mountain Brook because our assessed property value in Montgomery doesn't even come close to that.
Well, not just that, Tiger. It's how they'll spend the money. And we know from their examples and that spot audit that they, excuse my French, piss away money left and right until there's accountability held, just like in the business world. If I turn in some crazy expense report and my boss looks at it and says, well, Eddie, you put in 10 grand for this strip club. You're not getting paid for that.
Right. Roger that. But I'm saying you don't think that the PFO and the improvements that MPA...
They got to prove me first. Prove me first, and then I'll pay you all the money.
And here's what I think we can do, because we're not sitting back just with our arms folded and kind of saying, no, we should probably get this new finance director on.
Right.
See if he'd entertain an interview. I'd love to.
That's an excellent idea, because, I went to the budget hearings and everything at MPS, and I've been keeping up with this, and just everybody just needs to know that all the millage is your assessed property value. And it goes in. So all the millage will be different. The millage in Pike Road is already different. All I'm saying is if you look at the best school system, they don't do the state minimum. Hey, thanks for the time, guys.
Thank you, Tiger.
Hey, Tiger, before you go, let me say this. I will vote for the millage increase if the people that stole from the school system, the ones we know of in that one spot audit, if they are prosecuted, I will vote for a millage increase, and I'll ask everybody
and
else.
I'll give you the information if I'm wrong, but I think one person has been prosecuted already. But it does take time.
One guy pled.
Right. So this does take some time, but I look forward to your vote, and hopefully in November we'll be able to make a difference. Because listen, this is a great city. This is the capital city. And we lead the way, and we should lead the way as far as education also. So thanks again for the time.
Thank you, Tiger.
Thanks.
All right. I got an idea on education.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just do a blank firing of the top 10 people there. Start over.
Okay. I think it's a little worse than that, Eddie.
But I think it'd send a message. I think we'd get a lot more resignations shortly thereafter.
Well, I'm not completely against
that. I'm just saying, if Joey, in your market, in your job, you have a book that comes in that gives ratings.
Yes.
If your ratings were zero, would Joey still have a job today?
It depends.
Well, here's, tenure is a good thing for protecting good people.
Right.
But it's also, it sort of ensures mediocrity.
Thank you.
Yeah. There you go.
But you can't go in as the new guy and say, I want all of y'all's letter of resignation on my desk by 5:30 tomorrow afternoon, and I'm going to review these and interview everybody. And if I don't like what you're doing, or if I don't think you're worth your salt, you're gone.
Thank you.
But they can't do that.
I know.
Well, we got to hit a break here. 272-9228. If you want to join the program, you're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
Eddie Bader in the house, man on the phones. We'll be right back.
The mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you ready to go mad for Mercedes? Then come in and play at Wind Creek Wetumpka, because this September we're giving away a 2020 Mercedes-Benz C300 sedan. You can start earning entries now. Then join us Saturday, September 12th, starting at 5 p.m., when you can win free play, cash, or a brand new Mercedes-Benz C300 sedan. So go mad for Mercedes, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late, because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Ray Bold from Prattville Carpet, inviting you to our Mohawk More Floor Sale. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring, including carpet, hardwood, tile, and laminate. Plus, receive half off any pet pad and 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 and schedule your free measurement today. Again, that's 285-8117 or look us up on Facebook. Save thousands during our More Floor Sale. Going on now at Prattville Carpet.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's the final days to save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds, plus special financing on all Smart Beds. Ends Wednesday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You got big boy pants on? You got your big boy pants and your snack? I can say big loud things. I can be demonstrative. This is how you conduct yourself in a democracy?
Come on, man.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. Benjamin Moore authorized New Look Decorating Center, located there at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. You'll see it in that little strip center. Benjamin Moore, New Look Decorating Center. If you are a do-it-yourselfer, New Look Decorating Center is the place to go, but also if you're contracting out the paint job. But say you're a do-it-yourselfer, you wanted to repaint the bedroom, they can give you the expertise behind that inspiration to make that inspiration a reality and keep continuity in the home. Folks like Brian Carr, the owner, or Brett Lanham, the manager, they're both paint specialists, very passionate about what they do, and they really have helped so many folks. That's why they've built up great relationships over the years, the people that keep going back to them time and time again. High-quality paint and stain supplies for the interior or exterior of your home. Again, whether it's a do-it-yourself project or you're looking to contract it out, New Look Decorating Center is the place to go to get your paint and stain supplies. Great Benjamin Moore products. So check them out today. Again, 6237 Atlanta Highway, or give them a call at 271-0007, 271-0007. Whether you stop by or give them a call, be sure to tell them that News and Views from 9 till noon sent you. Thank you to New Look Decorating Center for being a great sponsor here of the program. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the show. We've had a few patient callers here. Hold on real quick. Jack is putting on his headphones. Hurry up.
Here we go, Jack.
Oh, there you are. Hey, Dirk.
I'm sorry. I was on the phone.
Yeah, you always, can I ask you before we go back to the phones, you like roll out of the picture during a break, and sometimes you just get like lost in the house.
That has happened,
like,
yeah.
Where did you go?
Well, I rolled into the den because that's where... You know who is.
Yeah.
My canine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just to see dog. What he's doing.
He gets so excited, but he's sweet.
He's napping, you know. Wish I could, but he's napping, and he hasn't come in here one time today. It's unusual.
Yeah, I haven't heard him licking the bowl at all.
No, I fed him earlier. I fed him real early this morning.
But 272-9228, let's go to the phones and talk to David. Hey, David, welcome to News and Views.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Good. How are you doing, David?
To show you how desperate people are to get out of Montgomery, my neighbors in Millbrook put their home for sale by themselves last week
going
had three offers within
yep.
the first day and sold.
Yep.
Wow.
And that's a $400,000 house.
Yep.
Woo.
I've sold them like that in Millbrook. If they're price right, it's not a matter of hours or days. It's a matter of minutes before you get the offer.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
And I found out from my neighbor, we bought our house a year and a half ago. These people had made an offer on the house that we got, and we beat them by about 20 minutes.
See? That's just it.
That's how fast they're selling
yep.
for people trying to get out of Montgomery.
And I know a lot of people my age who maybe got married a lot earlier than me, and they have kids coming up to that age, and they're now moving to Pike Road or mm-hmm. moving to Prattville or Millbrook or just wherever they can.
Or the lake. A lot of people are moving up to the lake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if they can, they do the homeschooling option. There are a mm-hmm. lot of folks who, you know, don't want to send their kids to the public school system here in Montgomery. You know, and my parents did well, but they worked their tails off to do
just
well.
Just to put you through school.
And it was I went to Catholic, which is, you know, it's not as expensive as, say, M.A., Trinity, St. James, but it still cost them
program,
a good
though,
bit.
Yeah.
And it's these sorts of things parents have to do. And there are studies that go back years now that doesn't matter how much you make as a parent,
mm-hmm.
if you spend a certain percentage of your income, higher the percentage of your income you spend on your kid's education.
Yeah.
Even if they're going to public school and you do supplemental things for them, the better your kids will perform.
That's
it's
right.
all about you as a parent. Well, I mean, you're a guardian for a reason. You're a model for your children. And if
absolutely.
You're going the extra mile, it pays off.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Absolutely. This is truth.
So have a good one.
Thank you, David. 272-9228. I mean, and one thing that comes to light in this pandemic is so many people, for instance, and I mean, it's good that we're doing it, I suppose, but it's also unfortunate that it's a reality, is so many kids rely on the schools for food.
Well, that's what I'm wondering, too, with this virtual. And, Jack, you might know, what are they going to do about the lunch program? Are they still going to run how they were doing it earlier this year, do you know, when we were delivering meals out?
Well, I don't think we can afford to deliver meals, but...
they can do pickup,
yeah, we
probably.
Do. That's federal money, and I don't think you can... toy with that.
Right.
Okay.
I don't know if you're going to still have to cook food and have it available to be picked up. I don't
probably
know how
picked
gonna,
up.
Well, I think that's what
I
they did
how
the,
that's
last year,
work.
Didn't they? It was
yeah.
a pickup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's not just the food. It's also a place to stay. And you do have folks that are, you know, working their tails off.
That's
and,
a safe place.
And, well, they have to go to work. And right. as people come more online... but it does now speak to this idea of that $600 supplement the federal government gave for unemployment.
Yeah.
I mean, that is an insane amount of money. $600 a week? That's a lot of money.
I know.
And people are making a lot more money staying at home. And the, you know, executive order cut it down to $400.
But still, it was a no-brainer to me. If you offer me more money to stay home, then I'll make it work. What do you think I'm going to do?
Right. No, and I don't blame the people who make that choice.
Right, and if you're a business and the government says, hey, I'll pay you X amount of dollars to not open your doors today, what is the business going to do? They're going to take the money.
You know, I'm really intrigued by this lunch thing, Eddie, because, you know, that's federal money that goes to the free and reduced lunch program or whatever.
Right.
If you qualify for a free lunch, you probably don't have a way to go pick it up.
Good point, Jack.
You know what I'm saying? If you're at that level of income,
mm-hmm.
you may not have a car. You may not have the gas. You may not be able to get there to pick up the food. So that's a very interesting question.
And don't they provide breakfast at many of the schools?
A lot of them.
Yes, yes.
You know, and even when I was in school here, and it was many, many years ago, a lot of kids, that's where they got their meals from.
Yeah. 272-9228. Let's, before we hit this break, talk to Trex or T-Rex.
I think it's Trex.
Actually, it's Rick.
We'll go with that, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eddie, real quick, Rick. Eddie, they have these things where you can, it's like a little squeezy bowl. You probably yeah. love it. And you yeah. squeeze, you squinge, squeezy into your ear.
Yeah.
And you tilt it.
Yeah, yeah.
Earwax comes out.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know
it
that.
It feels quite liberating.
I've been trying to get enough earwax to make candles. So.
Go ahead, Rick.
Anyway, just two things. One, the Montgomery Public Schools, I had a conversation about 10 years ago with one of the school board members, and they shared with me that about 70%, well, actually, we don't even need to talk about that part. He shared with me that their dropout rate was around 50%. Mm. And until folks can figure out how to keep the kids in school, you're just not going to educate them. But I've sort of come to the opinion that probably the only way to do it is with a voucher system. I would be more than willing to pay some extra money for the schools, but I'd like to see the parents get the money and vote with their feet, get their kids into good schools that will turn out a quality product.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Can't argue with that.
I very much think whether it's public or private school, I think a new innovative way of education may be the way forward. This older model is one we inherited from the Brits, and we've improved on it a little bit, but I think we could be much more creative and cheaper. Definitely. And efficient in how we teach kids something going forward. So you got to always learn the basics, but I'm amazed in the limited time I've gone and say middle schools, high schools, at how much you stick to the core curriculum and a given passion of a given kid is not catered to.
Right.
And that's unfortunate.
Well, I've lived in the Tri-County area for 26 years, and every election year, every legislative year, all you hear about is more money, and they still keep getting the same results.
Right.
So they do need to change something. Now, I want to change something real quick. I want to defend President Trump about this thing about Yosemite.
Okay.
And the reason I want to do that is that I'm a few years younger than the president, yeah. but a couple of years older than Jack. And Jack may remember that our great public schools tried an experiment during that certain age group where they were teaching kids how to sight read and not to learn to read phonetically. And so a lot of folks grew up a little bit disadvantaged because they didn't understand the phonics of it. And as an example, I don't know if Jack ever read any of the old Louis L'Amour novels, but they would talk about how a writer would be riding along the skyline and you could see a Stillhout, right? For many years, that was Stillhout. And then I discovered it was really Silhouette.
Yeah, Roosevelt went to Yosemite.
Yeah. And so, you know, the school systems are not perfect. And when they were teaching kids how to sight read, they ended up disadvantaging them. And we finally got back to phonics.
Right.
Because, anyway, in defense of the president, you know, I think he got caught in that sight reading thing.
That's fair enough.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you, Rick. 272-9228.
Joey, are you hooked on phonics?
Yeah, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. That was always the easy aspect of school for me, reading and writing, everything else. I've been telling the story lately. When I took the IQ tests a few years back, they put blocks in front of you, and then they'll put a picture down, say, assemble the blocks to match the image.
Yeah.
And I, like, picked up the block and, like, ate it. Like, I was terrible at that, the spatial intelligence, I suppose.
I just threw it back at him.
Yeah, that was not my cup of tea by any means. 272-9228, which, you know, my engineer father was a little ashamed of. He's like, really, Joe? You got what score on spatial intelligence? More news and views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program before we're done for a Monday. Dan Moore is coming up at noon. Be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Sinclair's is now open, and after being sanitized from top to bottom, Sinclair's is now totally smoke-free. No smoking. You know Sinclair's has been a Montgomery favorite for decades. Johnny Sullivan and his staff are still here and ready to serve you right now. You can enjoy their favorite menu items with their limited seating in the dining room or convenient curbside pickup service. Everything you've come to expect from Sinclair's. Updated lunch and dinner menus include salads, sandwiches, pasta, and steaks. Call Sinclair's at 271-7654 to place your order, and they'll still deliver it right to your car. Or you can dine in. Sinclair's, now a no-smoking restaurant and a Montgomery tradition for decades. Call them, 271-7654, or check out their Facebook page. Now, totally non-smoking. Sinclair's.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everything that you and your church family need. Blessings is a Lifeway authorized dealer and your local Christian bookstore. They also have a great selection of supplies, including all-in-one communion provisions for your congregation, and they are in stock today. Blessings carries great Christian gifts, shirts, and unique pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at blessingscs.com.
LaserCopy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. LaserCopy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and any other business printing that you need done. LaserCopy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages. And they're now printing all COVID-related signs that are needed everywhere. LaserCopy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. LaserCopy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Hi, everybody. Our rain chances are getting a little better in the week ahead. Today, another hot day with a high around 96. We will be close to that 105 danger level on the heat index. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will be in more numerous supply than they have been lately in the afternoon and evening hours. Low tonight in the muggy mid-70s. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, high temperatures still in the mid-90s, but your odds of encountering one of those thunder showers is better. Scattered to numerous storms each day, and more scattered storms Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery has always been Central Alabama's go-to for custom decorated apparel. Now, in light of the continued challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic, we are truly in unprecedented times where you and your family's safety is paramount. As a result, we are all being asked to don new apparel in the form of face coverings. With this new challenge to protect our community, AKD has pivoted and is now offering masks in a multitude of colors and styles. Whether you're looking for a cotton mask with your company or school logo or a multicolor sublimated donated mask, AKD is your one-stop shop for all of your face covering needs. Their team is truly committed to serving Montgomery's River region with timely turnaround and competitive pricing. And they've even set up a custom design center for masks on their newly launched website. So if it's masks you need, AKD's got you covered. Start designing today at goakd.com or give one of their friendly team members a call at 277-8433 for their Montgomery office or 361-2133 for their Prattville location.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This part of the program brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Troop Booth, he's the owner, proprietor, operator, expert in antique and estate jewelry over there at Heirloom Jewelers. Trained at the Gemological Institute of America, the GIA. And, well, it's because of his expertise that he can offer you incredible prices on fine antique jewelry items, but also offer you top dollar for those finished antique jewelry items you'd like to sell to Troop Booth. Also because metal prices across the board are so high. Of course, gold, silver, diamonds are forever, as some other company says. But scrap jewelry, even, you can get great money for. So call Troop Booth today at Heirloom Jewelers at 260-0066, 260-0066, and set up an appointment to sell that jewelry you never wear, never use, even that scrap. Of course, you can get top dollar for finished pieces, but scrap jewelry or finished pieces, you bring those items in, Troop Booth will give you a value, and if you agree on that value then and there, you get paid right then and there. You can also set up an appointment to see what he has in the showroom, or go to heirloomjewelersal.com to see what they currently have in stock. Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers, over 40 years in business here in Montgomery. Incredible expertise in fine antique jewelry and estate jewelry items, so check them out today. Again, that number 260-0066. Thank you to Troop Booth being a great sponsor here. News and Views from 9 till noon. Lawrence will be the last call of the day. Hey, Lawrence.
Hey, Lawrence.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Well.
Good. Well, y'all talking about this millage coming up to support the public education system. Now, public education, the product is supposed to be good citizens. I think that's why they established public education to begin with, so that needs to be in the forefront. They're trying to create good citizens.
Okay.
But here's the thing about this millage that's interesting. So I got a $100 bill for a budget, and my daughter's having a birthday party, and she's invited 10 kids to show up. Well, a $100 bill and 10 kids is going to be woefully inadequate.
Yes.
But since only 5 kids show up at the party, it's kind of like half the kids in Montgomery show up to public school, that should be adequate. But apparently it's not adequate to take care of half the kids in Montgomery County who are going to public school, because the rest of them are going to private school.
That's a good point,
Lawrence. It's kind of like that.
It's a really good point.
Well, there, you know, if you've got 10 to the party, 5 show up over and over again, well, damn, that should be enough money. Now, the other thing is about this assessment deal. The Equalization Board or somebody has gotten together, Equalization, and they've reassessed my properties at a significantly higher rate. So I guess I'm going to be paying higher taxes on my property. So that $100 bill may turn into a $120 bill, or, well, let's see, a Franklin and a Jackson. But maybe that's what they're looking for, $120. But only 5 kids are showing up for the 120, so I'm confused.
I'm going to leave it there, Lawrence. Fantastic call.
Wait, one other thing.
Yeah?
Well, can I make one other point? The situation with this second wave of this SARS-CoV-2 virus, actually the virus